Rosie on the House every Saturday morning, here to help you any way we can around the house, home, castle, or cabin. We've dealt with insulation. We've dealt with inconsistent airflow through ducts. We've dealt with walk-in bathtubs, water heaters, solar.
Peaches.
We did peaches. We did a lot of peaches in the 8 o'clock hour, that's for sure. So where are we going to go now? Covering any topic you'd like to talk about here at Rosie on the House. Who's up?
We're going to go away.
We're going to what?
We're going to go away.
We're going to go
away. Yeah. So Laura, welcome to the program. I understand you sound like a snowbird, or you're going to be extended leave here.
Thank you for taking my call. No, I'm not a snowbird. I work without a stopping, without vacation for the last 20 years, and we retire. So we are going to a place to see if we get adjusted or not. And if we don't like it, because we get the spoil here in the U.S., and then I'll come back. So I refuse to sell the house or rent the house because I don't know if I'll be back in 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, or maybe longer.
Okay.
And I wonder, what can I do into my house to avoid something, since it's going to be, I still have a furnished, but nobody's going to be living here.
And what part of Arizona are you in, Slora?
I'm in Fountain Hills.
Okay. Now, are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
No, I listened to you for a long time, but I never call, and I disconnected already the phone company, and I don't have a computer or anything. It's on the way where I'm going.
Okay, all right. Well, how do I close my house for summer? It is a topic we cover in great detail at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Here are just a couple things you're going to want to know. Leave the air conditioner thermostat on. Do not turn it completely off. Set it at about 88 degrees. You might consider putting a couple 5-gallon buckets of water in about and around the house. It'll slowly evaporate, add moisture to the indoor air, and keep the overall environment inside the house healthier for your furniture and all the things you're leaving. Weather stripping around the doors and windows, you ought to check those. Make sure they seal up nice and tight. Bugs do like to squeeze their way into the house as the summer heats up, and the inside of the home, even at 88, is cooler than the back patio at 112. Schedule some maintenance for your roof. Take a look at that. Make sure it's all prepared and ready to go through the monsoon season. Secure any shutters or awning doors or patio furniture, any equipment out in the backyard. Make sure that's all securely anchored so it doesn't blow into the pool or the neighbor's yard, come a big dust storm or haboob in June or July. You might consider adding a whole house surge protector to protect your main electrical panel, save you the expense of a lot of replacing a lot of electronic equipment should the house get hit with an electronic surge when the power is going on or off. Those run less than $500 and protect everything inside your house past the service entrance section and the electric panel. A good way to a very cheap insurance policy for all the equipment you've got in your house. Leave your refrigerator turned on with the door closed. You might also want to add a little Arm & Hammer in there, also a jug of open water in there. If your home doesn't have a security system, borrow a sign from a neighbor who has one. Make sure you've got a good neighbor you can trust to come on and check every once in a while. Just take a walk around the house, if nothing else. Take pictures of every room in your house. Open the kitchen cabinets and the bedroom closets and all the cabinet doors and drawers. Photograph every single thing you have and take that photographic effort and store it someplace off property. Remove all your secret keys that are out and about under the mats and the hidden rocks. Instead, leave a key with a trusted neighbor should anyone need to get in the house for anything else. And, of course, the gardening, that's going to be the biggest ongoing maintenance that will have to be tended to. Hopefully you'll have friends, lawn service, or somebody you can depend on to take care of that. So sounds like quite an adventure, and go with our blessings. And I know it. I don't know where you're going, but it's going to be hard to beat an area as nice as Fountain Hills.
Oh, You're gonna miss waking up to that sunrise on Four Peaks.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's something that you just the sunrise you don't find on Four that anywhere Peaks, else.
The sunset on Four Peaks.
Yeah.
The Four Peaks under the full moon. That's a beautiful
view. Being
beautiful
that close
view.
To the yeah. river nice. And the desert's a pretty special thing.
Whoa, watch
definitely,
out.
Definitely empty your water heater and disconnect the power to it. Did you say anything about the water in the toilets?
No, I didn't.
Pour vodka in there and anywhere else there's standing water so it doesn't evaporate and dry out the seals.
Cheap vodka
in the tank and in the bowl. And we'll see if we can get her address and see if we can't get a copy of that entire article mailed to her before she.
No, that's a good idea.
She leaves for her vacation. Congratulations on your retirement. We are not going to have time to take Kyle, who wants to talk about a fly infestation. That'll keep you hanging on through the break.
We have some technology leading.
Fly killers.
I've got some new information on fly repellent killer stuff that if it's half what it says it's gonna do, we may get that beast finally conquered.
Oh,
stay tuned for that. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking paper clutter. Clear the clutter. Let's get organized in, out, and about our house, home, castle, or cabin.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.